Mike McCarthy has been told that he will return as head coach. So if you were looking for, if you thought that there was a pipe dream concerning Sean Payton this year, that looks like it is not going to happen. Now Dan Quinn has told the team that he will come back too. Here's the thing that I find really weird about Dan Quinn, and I shouldn't, maybe I shouldn't, because he holds all the cards from a financial perspective. The Falcons are still paying him. So whatever he was making with them, six, seven, who knows?
Probably below that, but...
You think?
But who knows?
Yeah, somewhere in the millions.
He's doing okay.
Yeah, he's...
He can afford a house in Frisco.
Yeah, I think so. But he is, I don't know if there'll ever be a year where you have more opportunities. Now, he's not being interviewed by every team that, has a head coaching vacancy. But, man, it would seem like if you were a head coach in waiting or you're one of these cats that's on a short list, this is the year. I don't know if there'll ever be a year like this. I probably shouldn't say that, but I don't think that we've had a year that I can remember in recent history or beyond that nine head coaching vacancies are just sitting there waiting on you. And if you are, like, you think about it, if you want to list the candidates outside of, let's say, college football, if there's some, you know, sexy college football guy out there, if you're in pro football and you may have been fired, you may be Brian Flores where you were fired, but you're still a pretty hot name. You couldn't ask for a better situation right now. So if you roll into next year and you're like, I'm good, I'm just going to wait till next year. Well, next year there may be four.
Yeah, yeah.
The pie shrinks and it keeps shrinking.
It does. It does. I guess the question ultimately is, do you think that any of those gigs would be a more successful venture than what you had in Atlanta? And you know, we don't know how snakebit he felt in Atlanta. And we should also recall that he was the head coach in Atlanta in 2020. And so the DQ cooling off period, if you say, well, Sean Payton wants a year away to sort of decompress, dude, Dan Quinn had about 3 months away. So he properly went to Maui. Highly recommend if you need to decompress, head to Maui. I could only swing like a week before I ran out of money, but DQ appears to have a couple months worth of money to go to Maui.
Yeah.
But then he's back in the game by what, January?
Yeah, and that's the funny part is that imagine that Atlanta game, the watermelon kick game.
Yeah.
That you're thinking less than 2 years later, if you're a Cowboy fan, and there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, hire that guy. Get rid of the sitting head coach, and we want the watermelon kick guy. Like, there's so many people out there that would take that, make that trade right now to slide Dan Quinn over to head coach.
They would make that trade now, and then they would talk themselves into Dan Quinn's a complete ninny. And we need to go get Kellen Moore back or something like that. That's where we are right now, right?
I think so, yeah.
Like, we're at the point now where we want whoever's not the head coach and maybe whoever's not the quarterback. I don't know that Dak Prescott is quite in that same spot, but it didn't take McCarthy long to be exactly in the same spot Jason Garrett was in terms of, like, I don't know, public approval rating, whatever dumb, you know, surveys we do to find out how a president is doing. If you did that sort of thing with a Cowboys coach, who's the last guy that really had... Dude, I remember us doing shows about Parcells and so many people in the Cowboys fan base calling him washed. And if he's so great, how come he hasn't won anything here yet? So it's a broken fan base. We've established that.
Mm-hmm.
It was broken like 15 years ago. Now I don't even know what the next level of brokenness is. I guess what I'm saying is you could get Dan Quinn.
It's losing like the Bills lost the other day, where you're just sitting around looking at each other going, what?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Well, yeah, you're right. I would think you could replace Mike McCarthy with Sean Payton or Dan Quinn, or maybe there's even somebody behind door number three. And within 18 months, now you're looking back at somebody else. Today I wrote about this, and I said, if they hire Sean Payton, within 2 years, you'll be looking at now Miami head coach Kellen Moore and saying, what do we got to do to get him back here to Dallas?
Bring him back.
Right.
That's our Kellen.
Bring back our Kellen, man.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly how this works. And so it sounds insane right now, but it's really not about, hey, let's go get this other guy who's more qualified than this guy. It's about, we need something that's not this.
Why isn't the Vegas head coaching job, why? I mean, if I'm one of these dudes, I'm actively seeking that out because unquestionably they have the best quarterback situation, and it seems like the roster is pretty solid too, and I know they have the...
Where's Derek Carr's contract, though? He might be on...
I don't know.
He might be on his final year because he signed his, I want to say, right about... Because I was using him as a comp for Dak's deal like in 2018. Like, Derek Carr was, like, making 25 a year.
He's going into his last year.
Okay, that's what I figured. He must begin near the end. And then we can discuss how much Derek Carr gets.
If he plays like he did the back half of the year, he's the guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's the next guy.
Yeah, the Vegas job.
Does the Davis family?
Josh McDaniels, I think, is who they really want. Get him out of New England.
Is he? I mean, he's waiting on Bill to leave.
Is he?
I would be, but then we ask the question, when's Bill going to leave?
Yeah, and I kind of like the idea that some of these guys are like...
McDaniels is the Saroy of New England.
Boom.
It is bad.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys are now, and I think Dan Quinn's one of them, where I'm interested in being the head coach in these handpicked situations. But I'm not taking a hopeless head coaching job.
Right.
That's why I'm interested in, like, if Dan Quinn was offered all of these openings, how many were no's and were there a couple yeses in there? Or did they just make him such a great offer that he was completely out? Because he let the media know that he turned down an interview in Jacksonville.
Right. That's more like Kellen's space, is what he basically said.
Like, he won't even interview for
Jacksonville.
It.
But, you know, a lot of these guys...
Like, it's a Zoom call, dude. Just hop on.
Don't you think a lot of these guys, especially older... Not that he's old, but, I mean, older than Sean McVay.
He's 50, yeah.
That those type of guys, that they look at these situations, and there's a lot of different things, obviously, that factor into it. And one of them may just be, I don't want to live in Jacksonville. Like, period, end of story. I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Jacksonville. No. I'm just saying just from these guys, they can, because of where he is right now in life, from a financial situation, from I'll find a gig, maybe you can eliminate these jobs of, you know what, I don't want to live in, my wife doesn't want to live in cold weather.
I'm sure that happens sometimes, but I think what happens way more is, do I think this owner is a complete moron? And I think that's what's hurting.
Yeah.
That's what's hurting Jacksonville.
Was
is,
Shad Khan, like, they, yes. People think he's an idiot?
Yeah.
Because of the Urban deal or just overall?
I think overall. And by the way, being an idiot doesn't necessarily mean you can't, like, pass a test. It means that you might be so eager to stand in the kitchen and help bake the cake that you're hovering. You're overseeing, you're, you know, having influence. I think that goes on in Carolina right now with their new real horny owner to do stuff. Man, let's make some trades, man. This is really cool. You know, and you hear that all the time. Remember the Maloof brothers in Sacramento and Cuban.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just like, I don't want to work for these guys. That's the thing. And that's always been the thing with the Jones family, right, is they want a certain level of coach, but that certain level of coach doesn't want to work for them for fear that they won't be able to make all the decisions that we see even a guy like Mike McCarthy appears unable to make.
You know, I'm going to bring this back to Mary Tyler Moore, as a lot of great sports talk show hosts do.
That's right.
There was an episode of Mary Tyler Moore. Mary was a a TV producer in Minnesota, and she was always looking for Mr. Right. And Lou Grant, who was 27 years old at the time and looked 90, Lou Grant told her, look, Mary, odds are you're never going to find the perfect guy. It just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And I think for these coaches that maybe are looking for that perfect gig, they really don't exist. Whether it's the owner, whether it's the stadium, the facilities, the city, the quarterback, you basically probably need to eliminate two things you don't like. And if three are good, then you go ahead and take it. Because you're never going to be fully happy.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy is not so stupid to think that when he got here that Jerry was going to stop being Jerry.
Right.
He knew full well what he was walking into, but it was still a good situation with a good city and a good quarterback and all that.
That's right.
So you're never going to find the perfect situation.
No, and you could argue the Cowboys only sort of wanted Mike McCarthy, and Mike McCarthy only sort of wanted the Cowboys because of what you just said. There are certain flaws in both directions. And,
right.
And you,
yeah, it's
you,
a good way to look at it from the other side.
Yes, you become pragmatic in your decisions, and I assume Dan Quinn is like, you know what, let me be a little more choosy. Last thing here. There is an NFC East team that needs a coach. It's the New York Giants. Who do you not want them to get? Like, Dan Quinn was on the list of, man, I don't want him to be in the division.
I thought that's where he was going.
I would say the two names highest on their list are Brian Daboll and Flores. Which one do you think? Two Brians, right?
Yeah.
Which one would make them more formidable?
I don't know, because the either one of those guys, they've got their own warts.
Yeah. I think Flores is probably the guy you got to hire, because we've seen him really move that Miami locker room, and he probably could, he'd probably want to hire like Daboll to be his OC, but I think that's a different job, man. And that's what I've always said about Kellen Moore being a head coach, is I just don't totally buy him in front of a room of millionaires and all of them saying, man, be quiet, I'm trying to hear coach.
Meanwhile, he's getting carded for beer.
Yeah, and, you know, again, some of it's a cosmetic, opinion, and maybe I'm wrong for doing that, but it's the old presidential debate testing on, does this guy look presidential? Does he look like he could stand up to Russia? And, you know, all these cosmetic decisions we make subconsciously about these people. Just don't totally buy Kellen Moore.
And Dabble's got, he's got a unicorn on his hands, too, to work with. Right?
Yeah.
It always helps when you have...
But I hear his wife is tired of Buffalo. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I don't hear that at all.
With that, I mean,
right.
Seriously, get me out of this place.
You could be the head coach of New York City, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.